Speaking of great, our pal Brett Tanner joining us here on Zoom. We didn't have a chance to test your microphone. Do you want to say hi to everybody? You're muted. Let me just, you have to unmute. There we go. How you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, Tanner, you got to be on Zoom like all day long in your business with meetings and people. It's just got to be a nightmare.
I had to up the account to the big commercial one, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. of course, Brett Tanner from Tanner Financial, which is, if you don't know the story, we were clients of the Chamber Plan. Before the Chamber Plan, we're clients of the Humble and Fred Show, and it's always great to have Brett back on. I've been using, you know, we don't want to, I know this isn't what you want to talk about. I just got to mention that I've been using the My Benefits app so much the last few months, you know, going to have some Cairo stuff done. It, for older people like me and Freddie and son, it couldn't be easier to use, including taking pictures of your claims, just like you, you know, deposit a check. So, you know, great. If you need to, you know, if you want to just talk about how easy it is to use. But this morning I thought we would talk about Ontario and renewing, which is coming up in April.
Yeah, just we're headed towards that time of year where the plan renews, and our plan's a little unique in that everybody renews the same day. But for about probably 90% of our firms, renewal's more of a service update because with the pooling system and the way it's built, renewal's not, you know, the normal thing that you'd sort of see in the market where you got to negotiate back and forth with carriers, go to market every year, and all those kind of things. We're really, really happy because obviously things are really tough out there for small businesses, but this year's renewals, Ontario's going to be 2.1%. So that's exceptional. That's our lowest in 20 years. Even though the fee guide and, you know, for dental and some of the other costs have gone up, obviously usage is down a bit. You know, we're seeing most of the carriers are 11 to 12 on health and you know, 6 to 8 on dental. So, you know, that's probably 6 to 7% below the industry average for you know, plan inflation and so on. So, we're really happy about that. Some of that's because of nonprofit. We've got a bit of a reserve. We're using some of the reserve to help SMEs. I mean, all of our clients are small businesses. So the one area that's definitely struggling in this pandemic is the small business sector. And, I mean, I heard on the news yesterday, there, you know, CFIB, for example, is projecting, you know, 250,000, you know, SMEs are going to close between now and the end of the pandemic.
Wow.
And, you know, that's one out of every five. That's massive. So obviously everything we can do to help them, we're trying to. And this year's renewal, we'll be talking to every firm about if they need to reduce their benefits for now just to get their premium down to make, you know, make ends meet, we're there for them. We've got ways to sort of help them with that.
Well, that's the key with you guys. You can work with people and, you know, streamline or design stuff to their needs, which, is, again, as you say, is very important right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously in our lifetime, we've never sort of seen anything, you know, like this.
Not even close.
And you sort of look at it and you know, I mean, everybody's a little critical of the politicians, but to be fair to them, you know, they certainly didn't see this coming, although maybe they should have. I mean, you know, historically we were due for a pandemic and there was some planning behind the scenes that sort of got put away, but not going into that right now.
No, but you bring up an interesting point, the idea that in Canada, because, you know, the genius of the Chamber Plan is for small businesses like ours, you know, employees from like 1 to 100. The Chamber Plan pools all these resources. 30,000 small businesses are part of the Chamber Plan. But inside of that world, you know, a lot of businesses won't make it through the end of this pandemic. The Chamber Plan, as you've pointed out and we've mentioned on the show many times, is nimble enough to make some changes, bringing some of the premiums down. But as I'm just looking at the comparables you've pointed out, you know, you guys are at 2.1. So just give us some context of those numbers. When you say The chamber plan's 20-year low at 2.17% versus, say, Manulife. What are we talking about?
Well, in general terms, if you're in the marketplace, your renewal's based on your claims and your usage. But let's assume that your claims or your usage were normal. They hit the target loss ratio that the carriers are looking for. Their plan inflation, or they call it trend, is typically running in the, you know, the 11 to 12% range for health, and in the 5.5 to 8 or 9 on dental.
And just to be clear, that means the premiums are going up 11%.
That means if you claimed what they expected you to claim, you're going to have inflation on your renewal of somewhere around 8 to 9% with most carriers right now. Mm-hmm. So 2% is significant. I mean, if we could have made it zero, we would have made it zero to help this year. But there's still too much pressure on the other side with the fee guide for dental going up in Ontario, for example, 4.5%. So if we don't do any renewal sort of increase, then a year later, then we're going to have to pay the piper with a bigger increase. And so this was kind of the sort of softening that we could manage to do.
Wow.
And that's why we on a daily basis urge people.
Freddie just froze there. Are you guys still hearing me?
I can hear you, and Freddie did freeze.
Yeah, Freddie froze up there for a second. That's part of the, you know, he was about to say like something super profound about the chamber plan, about why we recommend on a daily basis, especially for, like, we're a small business, but, you know, if you've got a firm of 10 or 15 or 20 people, you know, those numbers you're talking about, Brett, the increases of the other carriers of 11% for health, 8% for dental, you know, if you're carrying a bunch of employees, that can be significant. And as you've said, in this time of small businesses having a shit kicking, the difference between 2% and 11% on employee benefits is significant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so we saw a large number of firms, you know, sort of either reduce benefits in the first sort of wave, there was a lot of panic in you know, sort of March, April, May about how things were going to play out. And over the course of the year, we've had some, you know, lay off staff because they just didn't have the revenue to sort of be able to keep everybody going, even with the subsidies that were sort of floating around. And then that kind of stabilized a little bit. But this second wave is, I had a 20-year client call me the other day and basically temporarily suspended his benefits starting Feb because, you know, he just can't afford them until, you know, he's got revenue coming back through the door. And, you know, he's the type of business where he needs people to come into his store to be able to, he can't make his sale online.
Right.
So you know, with a shutdown, the guy's got virtually zero revenue. So I totally, you know, sympathize with him. I get it. I mean, but the beauty of the plan is somebody who went through underwriting, got a plan, let's say it's a smaller group, if they have to suspend, you know, sort of due to COVID, we'll allow them to come back in with no, without underwriting again. So they'll sort of be grandfathered to their previous coverage or previous levels of coverage when things sort of normalize, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah, Freddie, you kind of froze up there for a second. I'm not sure what you heard, but...
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah.
It's the internet. You
know, it's not you. It's your internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, as I was just saying, like, if you're a small business, and that's what the Chamber Plan services, a lot of our friends and family have signed up, and we urge you, like, just on renewals alone, you're going to save some money. And then, as Brent's pointed out, you know, now with small businesses being hurt the most, a difference between 8 or 9% on your bottom line every month might be the difference between you having benefits or not. How do people find out more, BT?
Well, the easiest way is just go to chamberplan.ca. I would urge anybody who gets sort of a renewal from their carrier this year that's more than, you know, that 2 or 3% and they're unhappy, by all means, reach out. There's no cost to get a quote. Nobody's going to hassle you. You just sort of call. Our advisor will reach out, get some information, and they'll put together a quote for you. And you know, you can decide if it's for you. But it's certainly a far more stable environment, which right now I think, you know, businesses need to be able to predict what their budget's going to be for the next year, because it's really tough sledding out there.
Definitely. And again, we haven't even if we somewhat get over COVID, the lingering effects are going to be around for some time with these businesses, no doubt about it.
Well, it's hard to fathom the way the market's gone with what's coming for revenues, you know, for a lot of these firms. You know, fortunately, a lot have figured out how to do online business, and you know, some are going to survive because of that, but just so many are going to get hurt.
Hey, before we let you go, I know you're a golf fan. Did you hear that Weir shot 59 in the Pro-Am last week at the Champions Tour?
I did not.
Yeah,
that's
59.
Awesome.
And Fred asked me what my lowest score was. I know you're an avid player. What is your low? What is your lifetime low there, BT?
It's actually a 69 at the old Richmond Hill, the Arnold Palmer one that they had before they built the new Richmond Hill.
Nice.
It was a par 72. That's my low.
And on that day, did you know that you were under par coming into the last couple holes?
Oh, my God. It was like a scene from Caddyshack. There was a thunderstorm coming in. There was lightning coming in. I wasn't stopping. Mm-hmm. In fact, the other people in my group stopped playing, and I played through the lightning.
That's funny.
Oh, wow.
Only a golfer.
Oh, man.
Only a golfer. Like, I was about 22. There was just no way I was stopping.
That's hilarious.
You would have died happy with a 69.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I always want to let everyone to know, go to thechamberplan.ca. We talk about it every day, but it really is a very significant savings. And I'm going to keep the stuff that you send us today and make it part of our daily wrap. Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brad.